WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. At least one Jersey school district is skipping outdoor Halloween parades for its elementary schools out of safety concerns, but really, they're blaming the parents.
Galloway Township school officials say past parade crowds at their four public elementary schools have been large, with some adults not following guidelines. So the district is trying to be proactive. Students still will have Halloween celebrations with their classes. An online petition started by one local parent has collected over 1,000 signatures who still want the same tradition of an outdoor parade. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Jersey middle schooler got herself in trouble for wearing a t-shirt promoting a Broadway musical. It's a shirt that's been reportedly worn in other schools, and reactions have varied. The story shows just how differently schools interpret freedom of expression when it comes to the dress code, and New Jersey 101.5's Patrick Lavery explains more.
The musical The Prom was nominated for 7 Tonys this past season that would have closed in August and tells the fictional story of a teen girl who fights to bring her girlfriend to prom in a small town in Indiana. Jersey mom Gwen Wu says on September 25th, her daughter Justice, an 8th grader, wore a shirt sold by the show with the phrase, "We're all lesbians," across the front.
That teacher we told you about in South Jersey who's been kneeling during the daily Pledge of Allegiance has been reassigned out of the classroom during morning announcements. School officials tell the Vineland Daily Journal they hope it'll calm angry parents who believed the teacher was bringing in political or religious beliefs into the classroom. The school has refused to identify the teacher or specify why the teacher was kneeling. Do you know what the state bird is? And we're not talking about the single-finger salute on your way to work. If you said the goldfinch, you are right. However, the official state bird may soon no longer officially live here. The National Audubon Society says the goldfinch is listed in a new report on birds endangered by climate change. The North Jersey Record reports the goldfinch is not in danger of extinction, but its habitat is shrinking in New Jersey, and it may soon be forced to go elsewhere. The Murphy administration has announced 3 initiatives related to concerns about lead in drinking water. It'll require more frequent testing by schools, organize all reports in a searchable database, and give priority for water infrastructure funding to districts with high levels of lead.
11 months ago, 54% of voters approved borrowing $500 million for schools, which included $100 million for their water infrastructure. That money hasn't been borrowed yet, and Governor Phil Murphy now says it will likely be raised in the spring of 2020.
Are folks frustrated it's taken this long? Count me on that list, but that's not for lack of a lot of work. I mean, literally moving heaven and earth, this is really complicated stuff.
The lengthy period of time before voter-approved borrowing is completed is similar to what has happened with $125 million for libraries. That was approved by voters in 2017, but still hasn't been awarded. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The governor is also throwing his support behind a plan to borrow that $500 million to replace lead water lines and remediate lead paint, as well as rate hikes by water companies to pay for it. Where do you let your kids ride their bicycles? Traffic experts and parents are struggling to see eye to eye on what counts as a safe bike route for our kids, according to Rutgers researchers.
I asked a bunch of parents in Highland Park, basically, what streets are safe, and I compared that to this existing methodology.
A number of residential streets, both wide and narrow, are considered suitable for children using the current rating system, but when parents were asked about them, they often gave vastly different answers. A man told TSA workers at Newark Airport he thought he could bring a samurai sword onto an airplane because it was worth a lot of money. He brought it to the checkpoint at Terminal C, explaining its value and believing it would qualify as a carry-on. Agents told NJ.com value had no bearing. No weapons are allowed on board a plane, but they did let him check it as baggage on his flight to Brazil. Good news for New Jersey transit commuters for a change. The Coast Guard has decided to permanently keep the ancient Portal Bridge closed to marine traffic during morning and afternoon rush hours. For those who use New Jersey Transit's Northeast Corridor line and Amtrak, it is very welcome news.
Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, who pushed for the marine ban, says this is fantastic news for Jersey rail commuters who take the Northeast Corridor into and out of New York, because when the 109-year-old Portal Bridge is opened,
the bridge would often not close, and that would paralyze the entire Northeast Corridor and create enormous pain for commuters up and down the Northeast Corridor.
He adds the ultimate solution here is for the feds to partially fund construction of a new portal bridge, something they have not agreed to yet. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
If you buy your own health insurance, get ready to pay more. Premiums are going to go up as much as 19%, depending on what carrier you use. There are currently four that offer plans in New Jersey. The Murphy administration blames a new federal tax for part of the increase and warns it could have been worse if the legislature hadn't acted to stabilize the market. It remains a toss-up whether or not Jersey will actually legalize recreational weed. Research led by a Stockton University faculty member, though, finds little to no effect on crime in the two states that were among the first to legalize.
The study recorded changes in violent and property crime rates in Colorado and Washington and compared them to changes in states where there are no medicinal or recreational laws on the books.
There was minimal to no long-term changes in violent and property crime rates in Colorado and Washington.
Robin Liu, assistant professor of criminal justice at Stockton, says the research is not advocating for or against legalized marijuana, just presenting facts to legislators and voters. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
How much time do you allow your kids online to troll social media? A new study by Johns Hopkins finds 3 or more hours a day on social media can hurt teens and their mental health.
Morristown child psychologist Dr. Stephen Tobias says social media actually disconnects people more than connects them. Kids are not getting the gratification they need and bad things can happen.
You don't empathize with the person on the other end. It's much easier to be mean to them. Kids will be cruel to each other, bully each other over social media in ways that they would never treat each other face to face.
He says parents should not control their social media time, but rather get involved.
Parents need to talk to their kids about this. We need to educate kids about this. Kids will be, no, it's fine. You don't understand. No, this is how we communicate.
Kids need to know the consequences to relying too much on social media for connections. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Hey, see what our official lab taster Henry and I have cooked up for the latest Foodie Friday. It is my friend Barbara Kramer's Crock-Pot Chicken and Mushroom Gravy. Fantastic. It's at my page at nj1015.com. Your family's going to love it. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ1015 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at nj1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5, then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.